girls, and you know, if you like nice guys, you'll pick me, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then later on in their profile, you know, they'd be asked something like, would you ever date someone who was, you know, not a size 8 or something, or, you know, and they'd say no. Like, so.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, April 16th. I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
Your hosts of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where every week, depending on the time of weather or the time of weather, yep, the time of year or the weather or just the general vibe in the air, we have a different theme. And we're doing a part two episode. We're going back a couple weeks ago, technically our last show because we didn't have a show last week. We did twin songs, which are songs that have the same name, but in our case, songs that have the same name but sound very different, or have just
We tried to, you know, pick things that have completely different vibes and maybe are from completely different times too.
Exactly. So we're doing part two of that. The last part one was Abby's.
Yes.
And now it is my
turn.
So we're getting a little bit more modern. Abby did a lot, which I really liked that you did it this way.
Thank you.
But Abby did a lot of like modern songs paired with like 70s, 80s rock songs. Mm-hmm. For me, we're doing a lot of indie, alternative, and pop, just that sound different to each other, or that I personally thought was funny. Yeah.
There we go.
And there we go. And we're starting with one of my favorite pairings of the night. I'm not going to tell you who the second one is by, but you could probably guess because it's very popular. But we're going to start out here. Kingston Band, Tiny Horse. This is Kiss Me.
Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me.
shoes and I will wear that dress. Oh. The Richer there with Kiss Me. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Of course, Sixpence None the Richer following Kiss Me by Tiny Horse. There are Kiss Me twin song name songs for our twin songs part two special.
Yeah, I just realized we did twin song specials.
Whoa.
Because they ended up being back to back, and there's two of them. And
wow. Funny how things work. Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer, goated song.
Timeless classic,
goated song.
Christian rock song.
What?
Yeah, they're a Christian rock band. Yes, I am correct. That's why a lot of people kind of laugh. Like, do you know any other songs by them?
I've listened to this album, but
oh, really?
Again, when I listen to albums, I listen to like the sound of things,
yeah,
not the lyrics. I don't know what the lyrics mean to any song. Abby's quickly looking something up on Apple
Music.
No,
I'm just showing you. Well, and if you go to it says inspirational on Apple Music now. Oh, I'm not at the mic as I talk, and then.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, now it says inspirational, but it used to. I just remember seeing it on Apple Music. It's like Christian rock.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Fascinating. Didn't know that. Fun facts here on Sky's Limit. And because Abby said it, you know that it's factual and not misinformation from Skylar. Yeah. I think Kiss Me, though, again, one of the greatest songs of all time.
It is a good song.
Did you see that Lord is teasing new music?
Yes, I did.
Speaking of the Lord... Did you see that Lord is teasing new music? Lord posted a snippet of new music on TikTok. And then when she performed with Charlie at Coachella, Charlie said, it is Lord Summer. Abby's laughing at something. I was reading
the full description. I'm looking at Sixpence None the Richer and the Wikipedia overview of them. Sixpence None the Richer is an American Christian alternative rock band. I just think that's a lot of titles to have. American Christian alternative rock band.
Fascinating. I'm trying to segue here.
I'm educating.
I'm trying to segue. Yes. Lord is releasing new music this summer. Guys, I'm so ready for a Lord summer. All I have listened to so far this year has been Lord.
That's it.
No, not all I've listened to, but
Remember when Skylar said like 10 seconds ago, misinformation? Cole just says, all I've listened to is Lord has a weekly radio show.
Listen, no. I've listened to a lot of Lord this year because I just had a hankering in January for her self-titled, not her self-titled, for Pure Heroine.
Yeah, Pure Heroine.
I had a hankering for it, and then I listened to it like every day, multiple times a day, the album. And maybe I have premonitions. Maybe I knew it was going to be a Lord year.
You made it happen.
Anyways, I'm saying that because next up we have the twin songs of Team. And we're going to start with Lord. Team here by Lord.
We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and she'll send the call out, 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 dance and tell. We live in cities you'll never see on screen. Not very pretty, but we sure know how to run things. Living in ruins of a palace within my dreams. And you know we're on each other's team. I'm kinda over getting told to throw my hands up in the air. So there.
Thank you.
Bon Iver there with Team, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. And of course, before that was Team by Lord, our Team twins. Team is off of Bon Iver's first album, Forever Ago. It's one of my favorite tracks on that album. Obviously, it's like super short and has no lyrics, so it never gets sort of spoken about, but I really, really like it. It reminds me of like that time in music, the very specific vibe of like early Arcade Fire and like Canadian indie, and then that song from Bon Iver specifically. That's my piece.
I don't have anything associated to that, so that's great.
The new Bon Iver album, have you listened to it yet?
Yeah. I actually was listening to it yesterday. That's funny. Yeah, I like it a lot, actually.
I love it so much. I don't even know how to describe, but I feel like the album was like made for me. It is everything that is everything, like all of my favorite parts of Bon Iver. And then like you have these features from like Danielle Heim, who I like love. I think she's a fantastic vocalist. And then we have this Jacob Collier feature on what I think is one of the best songs on the album. And then it's a very like Jacob Collier-esque album. And not to sound too mean to my pookie Jacob Collier, but like if he was able to refine himself. Do you know what I mean? It's like if a Jacob Collier album was like good.
Okay.
I don't know. I've listened to the new Bon Iver album a lot since it has come out.
Yeah,
on
I mean, I hear what
Friday.
You say. I don't have a lot to say on that opinion, but yeah.
I'll talk about it more. Hint, I will talk about it more in the summer.
There you go.
I have songs lined up already. Speaking of summer, one of my favorite summer songs, and I think, is this your favorite pairing from tonight? I think it's hilarious, this next pairing.
Yeah, I like the end too, but yeah.
Yeah. We're going to go into our hard times section, starting, of course, Paramore, Hard Times.
Hard time.
guy, I'll make pretend. Cause I hate this story where happiness ends and dies with you. I thought good guys get to be happy. I'm not happy. I am poison in the water and unhappy. A little girl who needs her daddy real bad.
Times. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, the Twin Song Special, which is why we played that song beside Hard Times by Paramore. What a contrast between the two. I was very proud of my pick there.
Well done.
Thank yep. you.
I don't know what to say other than well done.
Thank you. You're tired of me being tied to you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Too tired to leave, though.
Awesome, man. Perfect. That is from Ethel Cain's album Preacher's Daughter, which just went on the Billboard Top 100 because she... finally released physical versions of it, being vinyls. So the sales from the vinyl records finally put it on the Billboard Top 100.
Pretty exciting.
The first transgender artist to have an album.
I think, transgender woman is what I saw.
Transgender woman.
But the other way, yeah.
To have an album on the Billboard top 100.
Pretty exciting. It's one of my favorite albums of all time. Like, probably in my top three albums of all time. It's also a concept album. If you've never listened to it, it's pretty cool. Yeah. The entire album was on my, like, Apple Music replay this year. Like, my first, yeah. I think, 9 songs or something were Preacher's Daughter album songs.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and it was my top album, and obviously Ethel Kane was my top artist. Ethel Kane was also my top artist for every single month except for one for the year.
Who was the other top artist?
The one month, I think it was October, it was Phoebe Bridgers, because I put on her, like, and I don't, Skylar knows, I'm not like an avid Phoebe Bridgers listener, but I put on her, like, radio station a bunch of days while I was doing work because I hadn't listened to her enough, in my opinion. Yeah. And then it made her my top artist for that month. So, yeah, anyways, go listen to Ethel Kane.
Abby loves Ethel Kane. Very much. Ethel has a new album out called, I'm blanking. Why am I blanking? Oh my God.
The new one that just came out?
Yeah.
Like in January?
Yeah.
That is called
Perverts.
There you go. I was waiting for you to get there.
Oh my God. We were just having a staring contest there.
I was like, Skylar, you know the album.
A little look behind the curtain. We were having a staring contest. But sometimes I have blanks.
It's okay. I wanted to give you time to remember.
Anyways, so she released that album, Preacher's Daughter. It's a concept album, yes, but it lies in indie pop. Slash, like,
yeah,
some,
well, a concept album isn't a genre.
I know.
Was just saying, a concept album could be any genre.
Yeah, it lies in indie pop, but then she put out Perverts, and everyone was like, yeah, new Ethel Kane record. Hey, it's a noise album.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. So if you like
really
noise music, check out Perverts. If you like indie pop slash rock.
Well, and there's all kinds of things in Preacher's Daughter. I think that's what's so unique about it, and like why you can, in my opinion, why I can listen to it over and over again, is a lot of people will just listen to American Teenager because like sonically that's the most pop, and I would say indie pop, but you even heard with that song, it kind of goes musically in a lot of different directions.
Oh,
and then if you get towards like Strangers at the End is very glam inspired, and there's electric guitar, and then there's like Televangelism is just instrumental piano.
Yeah.
August Underground is also instrumental. So there's like something for everybody on the album, which is pretty cool. So
speaking of indie pop rock, we're gonna move on. I cannot believe I don't think ever played this song on the radio except for the very first show I ever did by myself.
There you go.
Was the last time I ever played this song because it was a special on the artist. We're going into the 1975 here with Somebody Else.
And at first know you like I know you, like the right side of the bed. When you come home late from your friends, I've been wandering through your garden. Did I give you enough to grow? I've been walking through the same fields. Did I give you enough to go? So let me hold. Same smile from when we met. I've been humming down these empty halls, sung the writing on the wall. Do we know our song's ending when we let go of it all? So let me hold.
Sanabi there with Somebody Else. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Of course, paired with Somebody Else by the 1975. What a banger, both of those songs.
Mm-hmm. They're exactly the same.
I mean, I think they're the most similar songs that we've had so far, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them is synth pop and the other is
guitar pop.
Plosive right into the mic. That's a special treat for you listeners at home.
The two Kiss Me's were not that far off either.
That's true.
Yeah.
They're both magical in nature. Do you not feel that way? I feel that way. This pairing, I would say, other than the last ones, this is the most different, this next one.
Yeah,
we're going to continue on with some Canadian here by Jeremy Albino. This is Trouble.
I've been having trouble sleeping, trouble dreaming, trouble being. I've been seeing double, black and blue. The trouble is we never were more than friends, just a blur. I've been having trouble standing tall, reaching for my phone just to have no one to call. Trouble with my mama, asking how I am. How can I tell her I'm crying about a man? That's the trouble with having something to lose. I've been having trouble. Sister said, don't be a baby. Someday you'll have something real to lose. I can't help the way I feel, 'cause for me, oh, this was real. Oh, every kind of trouble, standing tall. Honestly, it's trouble.
Trouble, and you're listening to Sky's Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Had to pair it with Jeremy Albino, Trouble. When I found that pairing, I like found most of these songs by, you know, some of them I knew. I was like, oh, Kiss Me and Kiss Me, somebody else, somebody else. But then I went through my Apple Music library in the like songs portion, and by alphabetical order and all the names stuck together. Yeah. And the one thing that we found was there were like 8 Californias, yeah, in both of our libraries, but like different Californias. And then, but it took me, I want to say, 2 hours to go through my entire library. And that's just scrolling. I have about 100,000 songs. Jeez. Added to my Apple Music library. But Trouble was one of the funniest pairings I found. I found, yeah, and I laughed out loud. I, yeah, love that Leve song. That's from Bewitched, her album that it was everywhere and got her super popular. Special news. Do you have like a special news alert beep or something?
Extra, extra.
Extra, extra. Read all about it. Special news. Sky's the Limit is having a special episode. You may, if you're a dedicated fan, you may know we had to miss last week because of our special CFRC programming. But we're making up for it tomorrow night at midnight. So Friday morning, technically.
Yeah.
From midnight to 1 a.m. Sky's the Limit. After dark, 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 dark. Sky's the Limit, After Dark. We're doing live. A class live.
It's
live,
not going to be recorded.
Live After Dark, not pre-recorded. We are doing classic rock. It's all, everything's out there. No rules. Rules are out the window.
Except CanCon.
Except CanCon. We're still going to feed you CanCon music. Abby's making the playlist. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a great time. Thursday night, Friday morning, technically, midnight to 1 a.m. See.
Yeah, depending on what time you go to bed, either stay up or get up early.
Get
if you
up.
Go to bed at like 7, yeah. Get up at midnight.
If you're one of the Instagram fitness influencers yeah. who already wake up at 3 a.m., get up even earlier. It's everything's, there's no rules. We're letting loose to celebrate sort of the end of Sky's the Limit because we're getting there. Sky's the Limit After Dark Classic Rock Special. It's going to be a great time. See you there. That brings us to the end of our show ish today. Ish. We're gonna finish off with three songs here. They're all named the same thing. I'm just gonna start playing the first one and you'll sort of get the hint. By Ella Fitzgerald, this is Summertime.
And the cotton is high.
surprising, chasing the horizon. Nothing holds me down. Asking where the time's gone, dreaming with the lights on, trying to keep your eyes on something along the rise. Summertime. Catch them on the run, they punish those who love young, never right on time. Watch each other fall and always catch the call and whistle while we're walking. Something inside me dies, you and I. Why, oh, why and I? This summertime. Keep on rocking, baby. Keep on rising on the tide. Somewhere along the line.
Literature is an opportunity for you to present a literary paper or learn more about literature from fellow students. The conference will be taking place in Stauffer Library on February 1st, 2025. To submit a paper for consideration or buy a conference ticket, visit our Instagram at Queen's Conference Literature. We can't wait to see you there.
What's that like, the taste of butter? A pretty dress. What's that like?
Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God.